Josh, it's all part of the occupational hazard in playing rugby. You've got an arm in a sling. How's that going? And a couple of weeks off before we get into the season, or you'll be right for the cookers?
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be too bad, mate. Just a bit of a stinger, so rest her up for a week or two and I should be right to go again, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, it's been incredible how the summer sort of transforms into the autumn pretty quick, doesn't it, and the season rolls around.
Yeah, mate, no, time just disappears when you get into it and the season rolls around quicker than what you think it does.
Of course, you're on the committee now here at the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils. 125 years of rugby, which is fantastic. Big ball, of course, on the 6th and 7th of May. A big, big weekend to celebrate the club, and it's just going to be monstrous, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, I can't wait. It'll be really, hopefully it'll be a really good season for us with the ball and everything. I think we're just about sold out the tickets already, so get in quick while you can. And I just can't wait for the season. We should have a good go, and it's a good bunch of blokes to get amongst it and try and win a few games.
If you want to be part of the club, just go to the website there, gunnedahrugby.com.au. Follow them on Facebook as well. But of course, you have other duties playing for the Santos Central of Kookaburras. You went up to St George and were part of the fun and games there at the Border Cup. Tell us a little bit about that, and was a really good hit out before the country champs at the same time.
Yeah, mate, no, it was going up to St George and playing the Darlings Down Boys, which were always a good competition. I think we ended up going down by about 5. It's a good hit out, and then we took a lot out of it. We'll learn, and we come back and do a bit of training and get ready for the next trial match before we head off to country champs.
Yeah. And what about your ambitions? Of course, you played a bit of Colts in Sydney with the Beasties, and you're working at GBB Cranes, but what are you going to get up to? Have another year in Gunnedah and maybe have another rush in Sydney now that you've had all the experience under your belt?
Oh, mate, who knows? See what happens this year with the Central North and in the season, and if things go the right way, you never know. I could be back down there having a bit of a run around or kicking around here again next year.
Well, you've got the dynamic duo back with big Joshy Howth. Really exciting time for the club, and just another part of your family there. Emily, she's done a great job in cricket as well. You must be proud of her being part of the Sixers and finally getting a crack with the Breakers as well. She's really slogged away and got an opportunity.
Mate, she definitely holds up our, the cricket side of the family, and she does us really proud. It was good to get down and watch a couple of games play this year for the Sixers. She went really well.
Well, hopefully she gets $1 million sort of contract now that the Cricket Australia guys are finally throwing about a bit of cash and a free car and all that sort of stuff as well. But overall, it's been one of those interesting things with yourself that just had a few injuries and all that sort of thing, and must be really excited, looking forward to the New South Wales Country Rugby Championship. You've got a big, big opponent first up with the Rams Homelands Newcastle Lanana. Wildfires, they're going to be a tough mob to try and take down on the first day in Armidale.
Yeah, no, you're right there, mate. They are a good competition, and it's good to be back in the top tier this year. I can't wait to see them there. They're always good competition, and can't wait for the challenge.
And finally, of course, you've got New England, so hopefully you'll be able to take those blokes down and just set yourself moving forward, and it's always fantastic to play rugby.
Yeah, no, it sure is, mate, and New England are always a good opponent, and I can't wait to play them. It should be a good hit out for us to finalise a few things before we go to the country champ.
Thanks for your time, Josh, and all the best.